Judge Thurgood and the Destroyers with Spoonful. And now, folks, in the studio with me, I have Mary Dally Munsmeyer. Say hello, Mary.
Hello.
Thank you so much for coming into the studio today.
You're welcome. It's my pleasure, really.
Yeah. So you're here to speak to us a little bit about Artifacts, your first novel.
Right. The big first novel.
Yes, and you are a Milwaukee native, yes?
I actually was born in Madison, but I moved to Milwaukee in 1990, so actually I consider Milwaukee my home.
Nice. More formative years spent here, perhaps?
Formative would be in Madison, but, you know, Milwaukee has really grown dear to my heart, so they're kind of in competition.
Interesting. Oh, by the way, my friend George says to say hello to you.
Hello, George.
So we're going to talk about artifacts, and I just want to start with the lead-in to the blurb for this novel, because I think it says a lot about the story. Al Thompson wanted to simplify her life. The only way to do that was to change it completely. But no life is simple, especially one filled with artifacts. So this is a story about a woman named Al, who's just made a huge life change, shifting from a corporate lifestyle into working in a slower-paced existence at an import shop that's, quote, crowded with cultural and religious artifacts, and the quirky shop owner, Wally. And she's traded in this fast-paced existence just in time to get wrapped up in somewhat of a mystical mystery.
Yeah, it's written in the speculative genre, which is a larger umbrella term for science fiction and kind of supernatural type genres. So, yeah, it has some metaphysical questioning within it.
So that's pretty interesting. Throughout the story, she's forced to try to understand some of the cultural artifacts that surround her because they have these presences that she has to contend with. So she has to learn about these objects. And through doing so, she learns a lot about herself, and she actually has to confront some things about her own past that maybe she hasn't been able to deal with yet as a 39-year-old woman. She's 39
right,
in the novel?
Yeah, she spent the past 15 years or so working in corporate public relations, a highly stressful and competitive field. And decides that she is no longer interested in pursuing that career. So, she basically makes a huge life change by taking the sales job in an import shop. And just 4 days later, she finds out she discovers that some of the artifacts are beginning to communicate with her.
Right, in a really physical way, not just a metaphysical way.
Right, the primary conduit to the communication between Al and the spirits or entities is kind of stretching it, but we'll go with spirits in the that are connected to these artifacts is yoga. So that kind of meditative state brings on this communication.
Right, so that's why she becomes the subject of, or it's convenient that she's in a practice of yoga, and that's sort of a calming and centralizing force in her life.
Exactly. Yeah, when you're in that kind of meditative state, it can open up all kinds of different psychological
avenues. She's somewhat of a conduit, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So can we talk about, you just kind of slammed it over the head with a hammer. You said this is a metaphysical novel. Let's talk about that. Can we talk about just the role that I guess these artifacts, that's the name of the novel, and that's sort of the central theme is these objects and I guess energetic movement through them. Can we talk about just how they appear in the story? So they're more than just objects. Can you describe any one of them without revealing too much?
Well, we'll just go with the first one so we don't get too deep into the story. Excuse me. But the first object that communicates with her happens to be a chest, a sort of box that is made of runo, which is like bamboo, only stronger. And it was made in the Philippines and imported to the United States. So basically she has to figure out what the spirit is trying to convey to her, and this is combined with complicated by other characters stepping into the fray. It's a little difficult to talk about without giving too much away.
Sure.
But that is the first object that makes itself known to her.
Okay, and so this is an interesting thing. You mentioned, I'd like to kind of address, I guess, the form of the novel. You mentioned that you've written it in a speculative form.
That's the umbrella genre type.
Uh-huh.
I swear it's not made up. This is really a legitimate form.
Sounds legit.
But people came up with that title for an umbrella form for science fiction and metaphysical fiction because some people felt that the science fiction genre was too limiting.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, when you're talking about supernatural or metaphysical topics, they don't necessarily have an immediate scientific answer or explanation.
Right. So what inspired the writing of this first novel of yours?
that's a good question because I have no idea. That's a common question that is that troubles many artists.
Hmm.
What is the inspiration? Because, you know, it's mainly just your reactions to your daily life,
mm-hmm.
the things that you read and the things that you see. And kind of shifting them to another, putting them in a different condition.
Sure.
Or a different atmosphere. that's basically how my brain works.
Mm.
I don't know about anybody else, but inspiration kind of filters around and I throw it around in my brain for quite a while.
Mm-hmm.
Before anything really, really formulates.
Hmm. Well, it's interesting that you say that because you have been living in Milwaukee for the past long while, and I found a lot of connections in the story to just some physical spaces in Milwaukee. I mean, the store is located on Erie Street.
Yes.
And it's an import store. So I'm wondering, did you do some walking around in the Third Ward and checking out import stores or?
Well, I've been in many of those types of stores.
Mm-hmm.
In Milwaukee and elsewhere.
Okay.
And while it doesn't specifically take place in Milwaukee, I think people who live in Milwaukee or are familiar with Milwaukee will see some commonalities in places and street names and
mm-hmm.
and things like that. But I didn't really want to center it in a specific city.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to leave that open for the reader.
Great. Well, yeah, I mean, there's something even about Al's character that reminds me of some Milwaukeeans I know. I mean, just her kind of quirkiness and approachability and I mean, yeah, she's an intelligent woman, but she's grounded in a lot of ways and I don't know. I mean, it's a unique form for those of you, since I'm the only one who's read this. There's a lot of insight into Al's perspective, and it's very colloquial and reads almost like she's having a conversation with someone, but it's inside herself. So you can hear her sort of talking herself down when all these wild things are happening to her, and even just the phrases she uses are a little Midwestern and
yeah,
charming.
Yeah,
and
that's pretty obvious.
Sure, the connection there is
yeah.
is pretty straight.
Well, and that that combination of the omnipotent narrator with the mm-hmm. first person narrator is something that I really wanted to develop and strongly use in this particular work. It took me a while to smooth it out.
Sure.
So it flows, and it can be a little off-putting to people who aren't used to it,
mm-hmm.
but I think, I mean, I've heard in general that it doesn't take too long to get used to it.
Sure.
So...
good stuff. Well, how can folks pick up a copy of Artifacts?
The Artifacts is only available at artifactsnovel.com. you can purchase the book directly. You're basically buying it directly from me. For people who are a little tight on their budget these days, we do have a free PDF download that's available awesome. For a limited time. How limited, we haven't decided yet.
Mm-hmm.
But we do want to make it available to folks, even if they can't shell out the $19 for it. So artifactsnovel.com is where you can buy it.
That's wonderful. And it's published by Cerebral Bends Productions?
Correct.
Great. Well, Mary, is there anything else you want to share with us about the work and writing this piece?
No, I mean, it's, you know, a first novel always takes quite a bit of time.
Sure.
So, and sometimes they never get done.
So, continually evolving.
So, yes, myself and everyone who has supported me are very pleased that I actually did finish it. So,
wonderful.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
Yeah, I hope it goes well.
Thank you.
Hope it gets out to the masses. And that was Mary Dally Munsmeyer, and she was speaking with me about her first novel, Artifacts, which has just been published. And you can pick up a copy of this novel. She just described a limited release free PDF format of it. You can check this out at artifactsnovel.com. Thank you, Mary.